We're talking about a particularly vulnerable population in Wisconsin right now, homeless people. While the bitterly cold temperatures sweeping the state this week are challenging for a lot of people, this weather is especially hard on those who don't have a home.
Here to talk about what resources are available for the homeless, we have Stephen Schooler with us. He's executive director for Porchlight in Madison. Steve, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, can you just paint a general picture? How do homeless people deal with just bitterly cold temperatures like we're seeing this last couple of days?
It's obviously very, very challenging. The one thing in terms of the Madison area, the one thing that is good is that there are a number of different places where they can go, both during the day and during the evening hours. We have a number of facilities in downtown Madison, which is where most of the homeless folks are located. We have the Downtown Central Library, which is open daily from 9 to 9. We have a church, Bethel Lutheran Church, that is providing services to those folks. There also is a van service that Dane County provides that provides funding for that we operate that basically drives folks from certain places in the downtown area, amongst other places of where they can get resources, to a daytime resource center on Martin Street, to a job center, to a program that we operate for persons with serious mental illness. So the basic strategy is to offer a number of different opportunities for people to get inside and encourage them to get inside and stay inside.
Now, for you and your colleagues in similar agencies around the state, is this kind of crunch time for you? You're swinging into high gear, all hands on deck to try to find warm, safe places?
Sure. Not only is it making sure that the warm, safe places exist and making sure that our operations exist. The numbers, of course, are very, very high during the winter months in terms of staying in the shelter. We were serving 150 to 160 men a night, any given night, in our shelters. On top of that, the other challenge, and this is a challenge for the community, and it's a challenge that goes beyond just Porchlight or service agencies. It's a challenge for the police, the sheriff's department, and that is making sure that everybody has an opportunity to get inside and that is encouraged to get inside. And quite frankly, there are some individuals that are very, very service-resistant, shelter institution-resistant, and the real challenge is to try and overcome that resistance and get them inside.
Now, this is a moment when everybody's scrambling around the state. Big picture, are there things that you'd like to see maybe at local government levels or even the state level to be more prepared for moments like this?
Well, there are certainly several different things that could assist. I mean, one of the issues has been in Dane County is having a daytime resource center, and that has been an ongoing battle for now two or three different years. And we've had a couple of different facilities in a couple of different places. But getting that set up and getting that organized in such a way where it can serve a number of different people with a number of different resources would certainly be helpful, and that's in process. And I think that's true for other communities as well throughout the state, having some place, particularly in the wintertime, where people can go during the day and be safe. And at the same time, here's an opportunity, too. During the winter months, there may be more of an incentive to really, really focus in on the issues that cause one to be homeless in the first place and to get them to access, persuade them to access services. So having that opportunity to access services, using the cold, in a sense, as a positive to try and encourage people to get services is really, really important.
So are you able to get service providers in, say, the shelters or the daytime resource centers to maybe make that first contact with a homeless person?
Sure. I mean, in Madison, we have several different agencies, including Porchlight, that have outreach workers that are actually working with folks both on the streets and in these various facilities. We have outreach workers at the Downtown Central Library, and those aren't just Porchlight outreach workers, but they're outreach workers from a number of different agencies. There is, at Bethel Lutheran Church, outreach services that are provided. At the Daytime Resource Center, their outreach. So the outreach services are available. To be honest, it's a little bit harder on the outreach workers to get out there and get to the people during this cold winter time and make access with them out on the streets, but still, that does happen.
Now, you talked some about the nighttime shelters. I mean, how long is that a resource in terms of, you know, the daily clock for
Correct.
People?
Yes. So during the winter time, we open up earlier. Typically, our typical hours of operation are 8 o'clock to around 7, 8 o'clock at night to around 7 in the morning. In the winter time, we open up several hours earlier at 5 o'clock so that people can get in earlier and have a place to stay. In addition, beyond that, if there is really cold weather like the past couple nights and tomorrow and maybe even beyond that, we will keep the shelter open later on into the day until 9 o'clock when the library opens. And that's true for the other shelter service providers like the Salvation Army in Madison, too. They will stay open extra hours to make sure that people always have a place to be.
Now, how about
that is inside.
How about things like winter wear? Is there help getting coats, hats, gloves,
yeah,
that sort of thing?
I mean, sure. Donations of that kind of stuff, particularly, not the stuff that people want to throw away, to be honest with you, but the stuff that is reasonably good, particularly gloves and hats and coats, can be utilized. The Salvation Army, does take those. We take those. Those are helpful. Socks and warm winter boots. Again, the sizes, people wonder about the size. The sizes are large, extra large. Those are the sizes. Medium and small don't, for the most part, work.
Now, this cold comes at a time where we're already experiencing in the state high levels of influenza, epidemic in the country, a lot of flu in Wisconsin. For somebody who's homeless, so what kind of health care options are there to seek out?
Well, to be honest with you, for the homeless, we've made quite an effort to get people signed up for Medicaid and where appropriate for the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of these folks, unless they're very service-resistant, do have access to medical resources under that. Getting them to access those resources is important. If someone were to come down with a flu or influenza, there's no question in my mind that we couldn't get them to a hospital and get them taken care of in Madison. The ongoing issue and the challenge has been, and this year has been an odd year, so we always make a tremendous effort to get people vaccinated. And again, I can't overemphasize the importance of vaccinations. Unfortunately, this year, the vaccinations, it doesn't appear, have been very good because they didn't hit the right flu strain. Nevertheless, we do that. We also have separate rooms in our facilities. If someone is sick, of course, if it's a serious flu thing, we would send them to the hospital. But if someone is sick, we have separate facilities as well to serve those. And finally, we do have actually medic clinics. The University of Wisconsin Medical School has medical students that actually come and serve at the shelter once every couple weeks to see people.
Now, people around the state are listening, and some might be thinking, gosh, I'd like to do something to help out. What kind of help is useful to a service provider like yours?
Well, at this time, obviously, I mean, we're getting crunched in terms of resources, so funding is important. We have a website. The Salvation Army has a website. People can go onto those websites and donate directly. That's in one sense, an easy answer, and it provides, resources that we really, really need. Other things, though, I mean, donations of, gloves, caps, socks, warm socks, that sort of thing is certainly helpful. In terms of volunteer activities at this point, there are some volunteer groups in Madison, and you can get connected with those through the Homeless Services Consortium that actually do work out on the streets. It's not for the faint of heart, but do work on the streets and help with getting people into shelter.
As we wrap up, the cold thankfully will end, but what would be a top priority in dealing with homelessness in the community that you'd like to see people tackle even after we're not worried about this bitter cold?
Well, the top priority, the reason why people are homeless is because they don't have homes. And the reason why they don't have homes is because the housing that is affordable with the services that people need does not exist. That's what we need. It's a long-term, it's not an easy fix, but that is the fix.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Steve, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Schooler, Executive Director for Porch Light in Madison. He joined us here today to talk about resources available for homeless people in the bitter cold. That's Madison-specific. If you've got something going on in your area, we'd love to hear about it. Send us a note. Tell us what community services are available in your part of the state. You can post on the Central Time Facebook page. You can also tweet us, @CentralTimeWPR.